Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose, speaking with reporters while touring the site of an Iran missile attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have defined two clear goals for the Iran war.
One is to break completely their nuclear program, break completely their missile program, break completely their capacity to produce the components for both of these programs. We're well on our way on achieving it. We've also set a goal of creating conditions for the Iranian people to overthrow this tyranny that has tormented them and made life miserable and is making life miserable for the entire world.
The Trump administration wants to limit state power when it comes to regulating AI.
In a new policy framework, the White House says it wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. Across the country, state governments have forged ahead on their own AI regulations as civil liberties and consumer rights groups lobby for more rules to govern the powerful technology. But the tech industry and the White House argue that a patchwork of rules would hurt growth and innovation in the sector. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cuba is again without electricity as the power grid there collapses for a third time this month.
The outage comes as the communist regime battles with a decaying infrastructure. Cuban leaders also face a U.S.-imposed oil blockade. The state-owned Cuban Electric Union reports a total blackout across the island without giving cause for the outage. Cuban authorities say they're working to restore power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming the next head of the Department of Homeland Security. The Senate voted 54-37 Sunday to advance him. This is SRN News. A Bible expert issues a warning.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Pew Research Center has released a new study of religious diversity around the globe, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. This is SRN News. Cigarette smoking in the U.S. has significantly decreased.
Cigarette smoking reached a historic low of about 9.9% among adults in 2024, down from 10.8% in 2023. This marks the first time smoking rates have fallen to single digits. The decline reflects ongoing effort by public health officials to reduce tobacco use and reach a goal of lowering adult smoking rates to 6.1% by 2030.
Correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. In NBA news, Kevin Durant passed Michael Jordan for fifth on the NBA's all-time scoring list Saturday night. The 37-year-old is already looking ahead, saying four more to go. Durant scored 27 points in Houston's win over the Miami Heat to move past Jordan. Durant, who was the second overall pick in the 2007 draft, had 21 points entering the fourth quarter. More details, srnnews.com.